A very good evening to you. Welcome along to another Sweet and Swing here on Manx Radio. My name's Howard Kane. As always, a pleasure to have your company on a Friday night. What have we got? How about a little bit of the cheeky chappy himself, Harry Roy? Eric Delaney and his big band. I remember meeting him. More from Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. Bit of Victor Sylvester, Dancing Shoes On. But to get us going this evening, I want to take you to a street in Old Seville.
Our romance came to find me. The yellow moon in the sky brought a thrill. I saw the shadow of someone behind me in a street in Old Seville. I looked around and no rose could be sweeter. She smiled at me and my poor heart stood still. I thanked the moon that I happened to meet her in a street in Old Seville. I knew at sight that it was love, and strangely, she didn't want to say goodbye. An orange blossom from her hair she gave me, a token that will never die. And now she loves me forever and ever. My story ends in the church on the hill. We share a rose-covered villa together in a street in Old Seville.
Did that transport you? Bit of marmalade on toast, that's all you need. I have been to Seville. Beautiful place, I must admit. Really enjoyed it. I'd like to go back sometime. And it was indeed, when I was there, right time of year, the streets and roads and paths were littered around a lot of the place with oranges, just as I imagined it would be. Bitter oranges, of course. If you could take them back, make marmalade, but useless for eating. And, of course, the Seville orange season. You do see them. They're long gone now from the shops. They just appear around about January, February time for a few brief weeks, and then they've gone. Marmalade makers everywhere descend on them, scoop them up in vast quantities, and then they disappear for another year, although they will live on, of course, in hundreds of jars of amber nectar, and I don't mean lager, around the world, well, around the Isle of Man in this case, I suppose, isn't it? You a marmalade maker? I've always thoroughly enjoyed it. Makes the house smell like old Seville, it has to be said. The new Mayfair Dance Orchestra, yes, one of those orchestras which existed almost entirely for recording. I don't think it played live as such. And taken over, I think, in the mid-1930s by George Scott Wood, who I think directed it for most of 1935. His predecessors, all skilled pianists, but George Scott Wood played quite a few instruments, including the piano accordion, amongst other ones. And a great selection on this CD, the Those Were the Days, or Back to Those Happy Days, the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra, all remastered by Vocalion, who've done so much in this type of music. And great sound. I always like the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra, it has to be said. Even if you'd be hard-pressed to go and see them live. I hope you're all surviving, one way or another, still waiting for spring to arrive. I know, we've had a few little bits. If you're like me, I don't know, I do get grumpier the older I get, and I shout more and more at the weatherman or weatherwoman, as the case may be. Not that it's their fault when you invariably watch and say, oh, well, it's been 22 degrees and lovely and sunny down in the southeast, but, well, it'll be very misty and wet, and then wind and heavy rain coming in for the northwest. Yes. And I'm thinking, well, just a few more days. I know I don't have to have it absolutely 30 degrees every day, but just a bit more sunshine and less of this constant grey and wet and windy, which seems to have been the default weather pattern for, oh, I don't know, before Christmas. True, it's not been that cold, has it? But the old wet and grey and drizzle and wind does weigh you down after a while and you start really hankering for some lovely days. And I know, before anyone shouts at me, we've had one or two. I just need some more. That's it. I'll leave it at that. Where are we going next? Well, we're going back in time a bit. The jazz age, New York in the 1920s, and an absolute classic, Davenport Blues, with the immortal Bix Beiderbecke.
Thank you.
love that splash cymbal at the end. Wow, great stuff. Red Nichols and his orchestra. Miff Mull, again on trombone. Love Miff Mull. Leo McConville and Nichols themselves on trumpet. Dudley Fosdick on mellophone. Don't get many of those now. Who else have we got? Chauncey Morehouse. Yeah, Chauncey Morehouse on drums and vibraphone. He also does some vocals there. And it seems to me that he's also playing what sounds like the timps there, doesn't it? Because it's tuned percussion. It sounds like just like one of the big timps, a big kettle drum, I imagine, where you can actually change the tension in the skin and alter the tone, as he was doing very effectively there. It's been later on, people like Max Roach took up that idea and started using sort of tuned drums where you could play, at least to a degree, you could play a melody on the drums. And modern drummers like Ari Honig, who I managed to see in New York a while back, a great fan of Ari's, and again, modern drummer, not for this programme necessarily, but again, he does take that same style as illustrated there 100 plus years ago of tuning the drum, playing with the drums, but in Ari's case, he usually just uses his elbow or his hands to press on the skin of the tom-toms so that, and then play with the stick with the other hand so he can actually play do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do or whatever. He can actually play a little sort of melody on his drums. Very clever. They're not easy to do effectively, it has to be said. And yeah, going way back, Bix Beiderbecke, of course, long gone. Do you ever remember the Beiderbecke tapes? James Bolan, I remember that one. It was it a detective series or something on TV a while back? I remember quite liking the Beiderbecke tapes. And James Bolan played, I think he was a big Beiderbecke fan, but it was a sort of part-time amateur sleuth, something along those lines, if memory serves correct. I seem to remember enjoying it in any case. And I noticed on the liner notes looking there, later on it mentions Ben Pollock and his Californians on the selection of New York jazz, all recorded in the 1920s in the Big Apple. And Bud Freeman on tenor sax. And Bud, like I said, one of the few people I got to know quite well from that age, because he used to come over here, stay with us when he was playing with the Manx, or playing for the Manx Jazz Club, when the old maestro was around. And he'd come and stay at our house for a few days if he was over here playing a few gigs. Great character he was. Wonderful stories. If you ever see any of his books, he did a few, just like anecdotes and stories, but wonderful light reading, just sort of you can dip into, just these little stories and thoughts he's remembered, all just collected and put down on paper. Something we all mean to do and never get around to, eh? And he talked about going out with Bix Beiderbecke for a drink, except he said Bix used to drink gin in quarts. A quart of gin. Can you imagine? The mind boggles, doesn't it? Someone shouted at me before and said I didn't tell you who was singing in that first song. We played A Street in Old Seville. Brian Lawrence was the vocalist there, if you're wondering. And who wouldn't be, quite frankly? OK, dancing shoes on then, and a bit of music of Cole Porter, Victor Sylvester and his Silver Strings. And this is from High Society, True Love.
Thank you. station with a pack on my back. Tired of transportation in the back of a hack. I just love the rhythm of the clinky-dick-clack. I hear the whistle blowing, see the smoke from the stack. I pal around with Democratic fellas named Mac. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chibuggy, woo-woo. Woo-woo, chibuggy, choo-choo. Choo-choo, chibuggy, take me right back to the track, Jack. You reach your destination and alas and alack, you need some compensation to the back of the black. You take a morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situation from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a knack. Put me right back in the rack, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chibuggy, woo-woo. Woo-woo, chibuggy, choo-choo. Choo-choo, chibuggy, take me right back to the track, Jack. So I can peep through the crack and see the train a-rolling when it's ballin' the jack. But I just love the rhythm of the clickety-clack. Take me right back to the track, Jack. Choo-choo, choo-choo, chibuggy, woo-woo. Woo-woo, chibuggy, choo-choo. Choo-choo, chibuggy, take me right back to the track, Jack.
But don't go on the Peel track, because it's not there anymore. Just telling him. Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, a classic from the genre. Choo-choo, chibuggy, of course. And dipping into the selection of Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, five classic albums, courtesy, thanks very much, as always, to our friends from Avid Thumb. The album Let the Good Times Roll, recorded in the late 1940s, that one. Louis Jordan on vocals, also plays alto sax, of course. Freddie Simon, tenor. Idris Suliman and Leonard Graham on trumpets. William Austin, piano. Al Morgan, bass. And Alex Raz Mitchell at the drums. And what's not to like? It's just infectious, I always find that. Although it's almost heading towards the sort of beginning of rock and roll there a little bit with that one, isn't it? You can sort of feel that sort of slightly rockier rhythm coming in, I guess. Late 40s into the 50s, just sort of beginning to get that sort of feel, and the youngsters beginning to like to dig those sort of beats, dude, as they say. Appeals, as it says in the notes here, to any collector of Americana, not just collectors of Louis Jordan, but the music and the manner of the times. Well, yes, it really sums that up, doesn't it? Born in Brinkley, Arkansas, Louis got his first introduction from music from his dad, who was a music teacher, and he wanted Louis to learn the hard way, slowly. Yeah, don't we all? Well, don't all dads? But Louis was very impatient, and when he was 14, and it notes here, with a gleam in his eye, I don't know whether anyone was there to see whether there was a gleam in his eye. I think it's a bit of poetic license there. However, when he was 14, saxophone in hand, he ran away from home during a summer vacation and joined a travelling minstrel show. Well, that's the way to do it, isn't it? Wouldn't get away with that these days. His dad prevailed upon him to finish his education, but for the next 3 years, Louis's vacation was spent with the same travelling show. And later on, he began playing with small bands around the country, and it was while he was performing with one of those small combos, he was heard by the late, great Chick Webb, the band leader and drummer, of course. Webb, a born discoverer, he was like the sort of Art Blakey or Miles Davis of his day, and responsible for the likes of, well, one Ella Fitzgerald, we should not forget, of course. Got Louis to join the Webb band, made him a featured sax soloist, but also a vocalist, and got special material written for him. Good old Chick, yes, amazing. He was a great talent spotter, and I believe, you know, he really suffered, obviously, with his own physical difficulties, and really suffered, but kept going for as long as he could to keep everyone in work. I believe he was quite a character, force of nature as well. Great drummer, of course, Chick Webb. And before that, yes, I hope you were sliding round the living room or kitchen or bedroom, as the case may be. True Love, da-da-da-da, I think it was a waltz, wasn't it? Three time from High Society. Victor Sylvester, and his silver strings, playing the music of Cole Porter and Richard Rodgers on this collection. Lovely stuff. You're listening to Sweet and Swing with myself, H. Always a pleasure to have your company. And if you have any suggestions in either sweet or swing, we've had both already this evening. Swing, definitely, to start off. And sweet, definitely, in the case of Victor Sylvester. If you've got something you'd like to hear in those categories, drop me a line, Howard Kane, with an E, at manxradio.com. It won't get to me without the E, that's why I keep saying it. Or if you prefer to put pen to paper, that is always lovely, of course. Howard Kane, Sweet and Swing, Manx Radio Broadcasting House. Douglas Head, Douglas in the Isle of Man, the postcode I, M for Mike 1, 5, B for Bravo, W for Whiskey is the postcode. Lovely to hear from you. If you'd like to have a choice, a request, or maybe suggest a little mini-series, or just thoughts of someone you might have met, or music you used to enjoy. Or again, don't know what happened to the Faraway Club. We used to get regular correspondence from around the globe, and it's gone much quieter on that front of late. So it could either mean that people can't be bothered, or maybe the same people aren't listening anymore, or perhaps people listening closer to home. Oh, another reason. Who knows? Who knows? But anyway, do drop me a line with anything interesting. If you have anything of interest to say along these lines, or like a request, or just a shout out, always lovely to hear from you. Cheeky Chappie. I did promise you a bit from the old Cheeky Chappie, I think, didn't I? Harry Roy and his boys, I suppose. Don't think he had many girls playing with Harry back in the day. But what about this one? This is Campesina, recorded in July of 1935.
Thank you.
Liking it. Liking the crackle as well from the 78 transcription there of Harry Roy onto a CD in Dance Band Delights. Recalling the British dance bands of yesterday. And a great picture on the front of this one as well of the Harry standing at the front, looking as he does, always slightly mischievous. And so his eyes, or I don't know whether he actually wore sort of stage makeup, his eyes always look quite sort of dark. And yeah, he had a sort of mixture of a cross between sort of, I don't know, mischievous and a sort of definitely a touch of the ventriloquist's dummy about him in his face. Sorry, Harry, I don't mean to be rude about that. Just the look which reminds me of that. And yeah, great with the band and the drummer at the back on this picture with the beautiful swan neck cymbal stands you rarely see now. Great arcing loops with a cymbal at the end. Don't see those in modern drums. Harry himself, well, he was a Harry. Roy wasn't his original name, however. Born in a Stamford Hill in London in 1900. And yeah, great scat stinging voice and a good clarinet playing style and just great for fronting a band in many ways. His dad wasn't a musician, ran a cardboard box factory. I didn't know there were factories for cardboard boxes, but yeah, I suppose there must be. And his older brother, of course, Sid Roy, began starting his band at the end of the First World War. But then when his hostilities started, this is the First War, of course, many innocent people with German-sounding names, as they did have, because he was born Harry Upman. And again, as you can imagine, lots of thugs, in essence, to give them a better name, would vent their hatred of Germany on anyone who seemed to sound German. And with the name Upman, they were targeted and were, you know, had stones thrown through their windows and such like. Most had fled as refugees from the anti-Jewish programmes aboard. The Upmans changed their name to try and avoid this to Roy. And Harry then set off in his business until the firm went bust. This was working with his dad due to a shortage of materials and, of course, the war breaking out, low sales itself. But not to be put off, he saw it as a bit of a blessing in disguise. And after he went to see the original Dixieland jazz band, who quite often claim they sort of invented jazz and were the first to bring jazz across to the UK, at the Hammersmith Palais, still going, of course, he decided to emulate their clarinetist, Larry Shields. And the clarinet was ideal for Harry because he was only 5'6" and weighed less than 10 stone. So, yeah, a fairly slight man. So he found it fairly easy to carry around whilst he was out in front of the band, or he could just slip it under his arm when he was singing a vocal. Very handy. And, yeah, went on to great things. And, well, yes, just became the Harry Roy we know and love, the cheeky chappy, as I always say. And yeah, he was a mean player on the clarinet, but I think it was just that fronting. If you didn't really matter, I think, whether you were a fantastic musician in those days, so long as you had charisma and could front the band with style and a bit of wit, I think that counted probably more than how good you actually were on your chosen instrument. I might be wrong, but that's the way I look at it in any case. OK, how about a blues? Bit of Benny Carter, Art Tatum, Louis Belson, Blues in C. Thank you. I hope you're not bewitched, bothered or bewildered. Just sitting back and enjoying the music. Beautiful voice there of Eve Boswell with Geraldo and his orchestra. And yeah, another name that you don't hear that often, do you? But wow, what a great, great voice she had. Eve Boswell, originally Hungarian, Hungarian musical family she was born into, which toured the world, it has to be said. Eva Kaleti was her original name. K-E-L-E-T-I, Kaleti. And I suppose, I'm guessing, I don't actually know for certain, but I imagine she changed it simply because either her agent or it was just going to be easier as a stage name for Boswell, I think. I don't think it was marriage, but stand to be corrected there. Suffice to say, born into a musical family, toured the world. In South Africa, she started singing with Roy Martin's band before marrying and coming to England, where she then joined Geraldo, as we heard there, to great effect, before launching into a hugely successful solo career. And I can't actually remember much of her solo career, but you might remember more than I do. Drop me a line if you do. Howard Caden with an E at maxradio.com. Tell me all about it, perhaps some favourite tracks. I just can't recall. I'll dig it out, and if you don't remind me, I'll try and have a look myself. But if you know some favourites, let me know, and we might play more. Good. What a beautiful voice she had. Eve Boswell died quite a few years ago, 1998 now. But I just love the fact that so many of these people, toured, even when moving around the world isn't as easy as it is now. Like I said, she'd gone all around the globe and then sort of out in South Africa. I've only just got to South Africa for the first time ever in my 60s. Oh dear, yeah, I think I have a very sheltered life. Before that, we had the Tatum... no, we didn't. We had the Tatum... Tatum, sounds very good. The Tatum Carter Belson Trio. Trying to run all three together there. From the album Making Whoopee, Blues in C. And I can do no better than quote the liner notes. Blues in C is a slow, typical 12-bar blues. Yep, sounded like it. The ever-so-relaxed piano of Art Tatum, he was very relaxed for Art, I must admit, caressing the opening chorus with Louis softly in the background with his brushes. Benny sneaks in for some charming alto work, Benny Carter that is, of course, several choruses, and then off back to embroider a bit more with all three taking it out. Couldn't have put it better myself.
Thank you.
xylophone featuring strongly there in a cheery French march, in essence, isn't it? French march medley. Prima Scala and the accordion band. Rather effective. I quite like the old accordion. Very upbeat, jolly music, and well might it be from the selection in 1943, Music While You Work. And as Colin Morgan notes in the liner notes in this one, he says this music all taken from 1943, the black and white label Decca MW series. It continued until a year or two after the end of the war, but all through those dark days it kept up a standard of varied musical styles. And it's anyone who remembers this music will live long, he says, in the minds of those who listen through those very dark days. Yes, you needed music to keep the spirits up, I think was the main thing, wasn't it? Talking of keeping the spirits up, Eric Delaney, to finish off this evening. The Big Beat and his band, a great character. Again, I did meet Eric Delaney, Britain's Mr. Showman in his time because of his great and exciting forms of presentation, drummer, band leader, above all, showman, kept the style of big band music popular even after the advent of rock and roll, which dispatched so many of his rivals. His stock in trade was powerhouse music, described by pundits of the period as a time bomb waiting to happen, and his band was labelled incomparable and a complete change from the established and fashionable sounds of the day. And I remember seeing him in, I think he played down at the Villa Marina one time, always have a massive setup, and at the end of the set he had a great big gong and he used to throw the stick or a mallet across the stage and to hit the gong to sound the end, and he said he'd never missed in all the years that he'd been performing. Well, let's hear him in any case to finish off this evening. Mainly Delaney.
Thank you.
Well, I don't know whether that will have lulled you to sleep easily or not, but you get a taste there. Remembering Eric Delaney, and if you ever saw him live, well, perhaps that's brought back a few memories, I don't know. That was a sort of style, exuberant, big, like the tuned percussion again. We've been good on tuned percussion this evening. Tuned percussion, haven't we? Yeah. And this exuberant, showman-like style. He started, I mean, in many ways, you think he was a brave man that he launched his own band in 1954. Not the best of times to be launching a big band, but he did it, and to great success because of his great musicality, skill as a drummer, as a showman, and, of course, Oranges and Lemons, one of his big hits, used for many years by the BBC as the call sign for their overseas programme. Remember that? That's about it for another week, though. Or fortnight, actually. Jumping in next week, of course, with Brother Chris. Check it out if you're feeling brave. There might be something you like. You never know. If not, we'll be back with Jumping In again, of course, in a couple of weeks. Howard Kane with an E at manxradio.com if you want to get in touch. If not, I'll see you then. In any case, look after yourselves. Bye-bye.